All right, welcome back to another episode of the Badass Lifter podcast. Exercise is often advertised as a weight loss exercise or fat burning or toning, or this is an exercise that burns the most calories. We're going to talk about why there aren't really any weight loss exercises and why the focus on choosing exercises specifically for weight loss or fat loss is not really the right focus for your lifting journey. And I'm going to go over a bunch of very common statements that are made in the fitness industry and why these don't really make sense. Now, people who have listened to this podcast for a while know that like I'm very strength focused. I don't care what you weigh or look like, but I think there's a lot of myths that exist in the fitness world that I want to debunk because I see them a lot in advertising or from other fat loss, weight loss trainers. And I want to kind of talk about why these don't really make a lot of sense. The first statement I can hear sometimes is that this exercise burns more calories. This doesn't really make sense. And I think the idea is that like bigger, more explosive movements will burn more calories compared to like a non-explosive, lighter movement. But the truth is that how many calories you burn for an exercise is going to be based on the number of reps, the number of sets, how heavy the exercise is, and how difficult this exercise is for you. If an exercise is overly challenging, even if it's supposed to burn less calories, it actually might burn more. But on top of this, exercise just doesn't burn as many calories as you might think. There's lots of fitness trackers that will heavily over-exaggerate how many calories you burn in a workout. And I know there's all these watches that will say like, oh yeah, I burned 400, 500, 600 calories in this workout. And I think especially for weightlifting specifically, the truth is that like you don't actually burn as many calories as you might think. And I think a lot of these fitness trackers over-exaggerate because if they gave you the actual number, you'd be kind of bummed out. Workouts just don't, it's really not as much of your, you know, daily expenditure as you might think. And depending on what you're doing for training, your workouts could truly be like under 200 calories, under 150, depending on like what you're doing, especially if it's like just resistance training, which we love lifting weights here. I love lifting weights. It has so many benefits. But in terms of how many calories it burns, it really just isn't that high, especially when you think about like what is lifting weights. Lifting weights is, you know, doing 8 reps, waiting a minute or two, doing another 8 reps. Like the amount of calories burned in that is just not that, it's not that high. And so I don't think burning calories or losing, yeah, I don't think like calories are a good reason to train anyways, but even if they were, it's not really, it's just not as much as that you like might expect. One thing that's also worth noting, and there's kind of like new research that comes out from this, if you guys want to see the research, like absolutely let me know, is that it seems that your body also compensates for the calories that you burn in exercise. Now, what do I mean by this? Let's say you burn 100 calories in a workout. It seems to be the case, and this was like a recent study that came out, I think it was this year, that your body will actually reduce its metabolic rate to compensate for the amount of training you've done. So if you burn 100 calories, it seems that your basal metabolic rate will actually decrease. They kind of estimated around 30 to 33%. So in that case, if you burned 100 calories, your basal metabolic rate would go down 33 calories to compensate. So you're still like net burning calories, but it's actually not as much as you might think, even if you're adding those calories in. On top of that, a lot of people, when they start exercising, will actually decrease the activity they were doing outside of the program that they used to do before they started exercising. This is probably just because like people are tired from their workouts, but and they probably don't even think about this. Like this isn't like a cognitive choice. Like they're not choosing to do this. But it seems to be that there are some people, not everyone, well, they'll do workouts, which is great. We love that. But we'll actually stop like going for walks they used to go to or sit around the house more. And a lot of those, that activity that came through the exercises actually gets compensated through reducing day-to-day activity. And this is one of the things that like I watch out for as, again, I don't care about calories, but I do care that you're moving around regularly because that's just like a good healthy thing to do. That, you know, I want you working out, but if you were going for daily walks, I want you to keep doing that. And so when someone advertises this exercise burns more calories than another exercise, for those reasons, it doesn't really make a lot of sense. Here's another claim that I've also heard is that this exercise tones this muscle or this area, burns belly fat, like tones up the arms, things like that. I think we should talk about like what that actually means. Exercises, especially with lifting weights, do not work on the fat in that area. So if you are doing like sit-ups, you're not targeting the belly fat. You are working the muscles in that area. When I'm doing, you know, a bicep curl, I'm using the bicep muscle, but the fat around the bicep is not active in the process. When we're talking about toning, and I don't love the word toning, generally speaking, it means low enough body fat and having some muscle mass so that you see the muscle. That's kind of like the idea of like a toned look. Usually not too much muscle on top of that. And exercises don't work on the fat directly in that area. So for that reason, there really are no toning exercises because the exercise only works on the muscle within that area and not the fat. So there is no toning exercises, no matter what they say. I know there's a lot of stuff online that's like, you know, do this ab exercise to burn belly fat or like do this arm exercise to tone up. It's not a thing because no exercises actually work with the fat around the muscle. Like it's just, it's inactive. It's just not doing, it's not part of the movement. Like, and on top of that, where you lose fat when it does happen, is genetic. There are no spot reduction exercises or treatments. There doesn't seem to be like a way that we found that, other than like we're talking like liposuction where you literally just target it via surgery. There just is, where you lose is highly genetic. It's going to change from person to person. And that's why like when you're losing fat, there no one can really guarantee you that you can look a certain way, because even if you do manage to lose weight or fat, where that happens is not really up to you. It's highly genetic. It's advertised a lot that you can, but I don't want you to fall for the hype. And you know, I want to clarify for any new listeners as well, I'm weight neutral. I don't care if you lose fat. If you do, it's whatever. But where you lose fat is genetic, and I don't want you to fall for the hype that someone will be like, you know, I can burn your belly fat or tone up your arms, things like that. Like it's just, it's not the case, because exercises, again, work on the muscle mass, not on the fat. The third one I've seen is that cardio, sometimes HIIT, sometimes interval training, burns more fat than lifting weights. And so when we're talking about a weight loss exercise, sometimes these are advertised as better for fat loss than for lifting weights. So I want to make one thing very clear. They're all bad. So even if one is better, let's say cardio does actually have like an advantage over lifting weights, it's still pretty bad, and that it's really not going to make much of a difference either way. Exercise is great. We love exercise. I want you to be a strong, confident lifter. In terms of like counting calories and burning fat, exercise just doesn't seem to be the case. Lifting weights is very good at holding muscle mass. And so when people try to lose weight, they want to lose fat, right? So they'll lift weights so that when they do lose weight, it's only fat. I think it's the wrong focus on training, but that's kind of the idea behind it. But I've looked through the research. There's no like better, like, oh, interval training really gets it done or anything along those lines. It's just not worth it. The calorie burn is less than you think it's going to be. And honestly, it's kind of a downer if you go that route, if you actually find out like what it is, because you'll do like an hour long session and you'll be like, oh, well, that was 120 calories. And you realize that's what a granola bar is. And then you're like, oh, so it's just not the right way. But those are advertised. I hear that a lot with HIIT. And we're going to talk about why, because there's this thing called the fat burning zone. I don't know if the U.S. has this, but in Canada, we have a thing called Orange Theory. where they focus on kind of, they call it the orange zone, which is the idea that, well, if you work at a certain intensity, you actually target the fat on your body better than other training. And usually this is based on heart rate or based on intensity of exercise. And this is, I think 12-3-30 is something on TikTok that was talked about. This is like, and the idea is that if you work at this appropriate intensity, that it will target fat primarily instead of using carbohydrates or glucose instead. We're going to talk about why that's not really the case. So you are primarily, so one, you're using all of them at the same time. You're just shifting the focus. Every time you expend energy, you're going to use a combination of glucose, a combination of fats or lipids, and a combination of protein. Depending on what you've eaten, what you're focusing on, the intensity is going to change, like what is prioritized. When we say fat burning, we are specifically referring to the fuel source, triglycerides or lipids. We are not referring to fat or adipose tissue. And so this is, in my opinion, pretty misleading that like we're really targeting the fuel source, not body fat in itself. It's used so often, and I keep hearing about the fat burning zone by so many trends on TikTok and things like that. It's unfortunate that this is not emphasized, and that there's actually been studies done that this intensity does not burn fat better than any other intensity, and especially for like the same calories, like 100 calories of a fat burning zone exercise and 100 calories of going for a walk, as an example, have the same effect, which again is very low. So that is one of the things, and this is honestly, ever since I've started training, has been like a thing that is advertised, just in like different versions that has existed. But the fat burning zone is, in my opinion, very misleading. And I think the idea is that, well, if you do the fat burning zone, you're just like burning fat like throughout the whole process, and like you're getting skinnier with every movement. And I think like that's just not the case. It just isn't. It's not, and at a minimum, it's not better than literally any other workout or any other intensity. So I don't want you to fall for like that kind of advertising. They are referring to the fuel source, again, like lipids, triglycerides, then like actual adipose tissue, which is not just like falling off your body during like an Orange Theory workout. So I hope I've explained like kind of where I'm coming from. I hear a lot of advertising again on like weight loss exercises, and I wanted to really like debunk this myth in detail. I'm happy to clarify or share any studies if you want to learn more about this. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you guys don't mind, I would appreciate leaving like a rating or like a review on the podcast. It actually really helps me to find other guests, for other people to find the podcast. If I'm looking for people to bring on the show, one of the things they'll do is they'll look at like the ratings and stuff to see if people like the podcast. So if you do like it, 5 stars, whatever platform you use, whatever the review process is, I would appreciate it. That would mean a lot. It helps me promote the podcast. But yeah, thanks for listening to another episode of the Badass Lifter Podcast.